Yilla daf mem aleph. We're starting from the bottom. Mem and beis. We left off yesterday. The halachas of mezuzah. Shmuel amar da'atzan lifnei mitafak psula. Person put the mezuzah inward. Mar says inward more than a tefak, it's no good. Which means it says the kabbalah to explain. What does it mean more than a tefak? Rachok mitzara. You put it away from the outer of the maskov. More than a tefak away, it's pasul. It's no good. Shiksiv says the kabbalah base kaderek biaska. The way you come in. Miad when you come in, which means in the first tefach, but you put it further away, a tefach away, that's going to be puzzle because it's not al mezuzos. That's not considered al mezuzos. Another halacha. Rabbi Zera b'shem Yishmuel, atzok yishama b'kushalot roi es ha-pesach. It has to be at the word here, shema of the mezuzah faces the entrance, but that's the way you have to put it. You have to put it in a way that it should be rolled in a way that the shema is at the outer door of the doorpost. As a commentator to explain again that the. The Shema Shel a mezuzah l'sara pesach v'sof glila tzad. You roll it. The Shema when you roll up the mezuzah has to be towards the entrance way. Make my viyazim shor zera. Kedem says we learned in the mission in the brayso that she's b'lishem pesachim. You have a beam that has two holding up two doors. No sinal ezer man. You can put it on each one you want. You have two doors and a beam holding up both in the doors. You can put it on whichever one you want on the right side or on the left side. Either one you want. If you say that halakas has to be the Shema has to be at the doorway has to be on the right side. The mezuzah on the left. So heik Shema Shelah roi sepesach. How does the word Shema see the Pesach. How could you say you put it up wherever you want? The word Shema has to be connected to Pesach. Facing it on the right, how could you say put it in either one? So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't answer this question, and the attack have to be that it should be Shema. The Gemara is a good kasha. The Gemara says that which should be taka should no good. The Gemara says that should be taka, it should be considered in the right. That's what it have to be, regardless of what the halacha of the brayso says, that you can put it up any place you want. The Shema has to see the Pesach, and that's where it is. That's what it has to be. That's what the Mishnah is. Where's another brayso? Where's the brayso? The house has two doors, a house that has two entrances, no Shema Regil. You put on the main one, the one that usually most people use, that's where you put it on. Not the one that's not, let's use less, but the one that's used more. So the Gemara says that the Gemara continues. When it says, how you understand, what if both entrances are used equally? You put it in the chazit, you put in the mezuzah on the entrance where there's some side of sign that it's the main entrance. There's one sign that says the main, even though you use both, says the Kovenei, the Pesach and the Yerus Yotzelever. People come, and guests come to the house, the one that they look at that seems to be the main entrance, that's the one you put it at. What if both of them have both such a sign? Both of them seem to be the main entrance. No, it's not easy to mention. So you put in whichever one you want. Either way you can want, you can put it which there's no restriction. You put it at anyone you want. The Maisa, we hold halacha that you have to put, if you use both entrances equally, that both of them have to be put up on both of them, and that would be the case where it doesn't, if you have two separate entrances, two separate Pesachs, then even if you use one more and one less, halacha means you have to do it. The question is a double doorway, size double doorway, the question, then you need to, that's a machlokes in the place, Kim Shukan Ara. What happens is, you have a doorway that opens up to a house, to a roof, or to a garden, which is not, no one lives there, it's not a bias. Is it mechuyav a mezuzah or not? So the Gemara says, it's considered as if a door is open to a chatzar, and you have a mezuzah, you need to require a mezuzah on it. The house, and no mezuzah is required. So again, you have a psua, is a chai mezuzah or not? If it's a chai mezuzah, to a gago gino, so there has a regular mashkov, then it's like it's in yimuchuy from mezuzah. But if it's open to the gino, open to the shuk publicly, where it's like a, not to the house, but it's open to the street, then no mezuzah is required, because that's not considered the entrance to a bias, it's considered to the outside the street, and that would not require a mezuzah. Says the Gemara, halacha mishnah says, and the Gemara talks about continues. We have halacha mezuzah. Do you have to do it right away? You can do it later. When is the halacha of a person that's going to do a mezuzah? Rented house, a permanent house, you bought a house. When is the halacha? So the Gemara quotes that because a person lives in Chutz La'aretz, in a rented house, a door befun to get Eretz Yisrael, or you live in a regular inn, in a hotel, in Eretz Yisrael. Especially when you have 30 days to be able to put up, and so you have to put a mezuzah for 30 days. Yosemikan, if you're going to stay longer than 30, more than 30 days, so you have to put a mezuzah in this place, and it's rented, or it's a hotel room. Hadoba Bugin, if you live in a hut where a shomer, a watchman stays there, and it's more than 30 days, so you have to put a mezuzah. Even that's considered your house. More than 30 days, kvetz a kriyas, it's not anymore. It's not temporary anymore. It's considered as if it's a permanent thing. More than 30 days is considered the zman, the share of permanence, and then you would have to put on a mezuzah, even on something that's used the showroom that watch during the day or during the night. But if they're there for their period of time, they would require to put it in. So the Gemara said that the expense of anybody's mamish as a kavod is not mamish a house. The would be the darba shashim yom yichuyev mezuzah, even though it's not yeshiva so kavua. Still, more halacha is you'd be mechuyev to put a mezuzah there if you period of that period of time. Zok the Gemara. Bray said to halacha when a person goes ahead and leaving a house, taking off a mezuzah. Zok by the way, a person rents a house from a Jew. The Gemara said, so you have to take the mezuzah. You have to leave it there for the person. But rent from a guy, so you have to take the mezuzah. Otherwise, it's be Zion. So you have to take the mezuzah with you because it's the guy doesn't use it and the guy's going to ruin it. He'll throw it out. Be mezuzah mevazi. The Gemara says, it's a nito. But when he goes and the person rents it, takes it, the Gemara says, you also take the mezuzah with him. But he says, so you can't do it. Even if you only rent it, you have mezuzah there. And another Jew's coming in, you can't. You have to leave the mezuzah for the next person. You can't take it. Unless he gives you a shush, you can't take it. If you want to get paid, you can ask for money for the guy to pay you, but you can't take the mezuzah, you have to leave the mezuzah for him. But if it's a guy, of course, you could take it, you could take the mezuzah. If I can't, you can take it, you can't leave it there, otherwise it'll be mutal, be bizayim. Okay, Mara says that says the Maisa was a Maisa of a case where Tanner left and took the Mezuzah with him. Remember how Maisa wrote? Because that's how Maisa happened. Maisa had a Shanatal, the person that put the Mezuzah with him. And then he covers, he had to bury his sons. It was a very serious Avera. Person, why? You put your family that came in, did not realize they didn't have Mezuzah. Therefore, you put them in Sakana. So you put them in Sakana, Mela, therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, your own family was in Sakana, and you cover Barnav, you had to bury your children because of the. Because you put them in Sakana, so therefore you ended up becoming in Sakana. So the Gemara, there's another brisa. But because a Jewish Shoshim person lives in an inn in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Shoshim Yom, Chutz La'aretz after they have 30 days, until they have the mezuzah. That's 3 days and I'm a chuyifter. How does Allah tell? However, if you did put a mezuzah on, you can't take it off of him when you leave. Might seem like you were mechuyev to, but if you're there and a Jew is moving in afterwards, you're not allowed to take it off. You're not allowed to take it off. No, you have mechuyev to put it there, but once it's there, you can't remove it. Mara said, "Where do we see a ma'isa? If it happens in Roshaka, which of Yoshia?" Mara said, "Ma'isa happened. Ma'isa is ma'isa irim. That is shenatal. Covered banav. Same. He took it out. He didn't recover banav, even though he wasn't mechuyev to do it, to put it there. But he did put it there, and then he took it with him. He was over the terrible avera, and natal recover his banav." Mara said, "What about different types of halos megalon b'chayim mezuzah? Rooms of an inn require mezuzah after 30 days. Halon shel abba abba. Secondly, a window that's 4 amas wide." Which the servants sit and wave to their masters from there. Also, Chaim is big enough to be considered entrance. The large windows the servants use to go in and out, like living quarters, they live there. Maybe therefore, it's Bechoyim Mezuzah for them. Says the Kohen Eda that the Dor Mesochah, they live in this school, that they have holes in the walls, Mesochah Givos, that they actually live in there. So they live in there, it's part of a bias. And therefore, 30 days, the Bechoyim have to put a Mezuzah on it as well. So, like the Gemara, on the, what happened is the luminous and the couple of elu openings that provide access one on top of the other. The case was a person lived in the upper floor that comes upon the perimeter of a hatchway, which is more like a threshold of the floor. That also is mechuyev a mezuzah. Mar says Rav Yosi Amitzayid lo chama lulit to Rav Eloi. He was distressed. He never served as opening the ceiling. Rav Yavi died till Chavapon. He wanted to see whether it was mechuyev, but he passed like Rabbanon and put a mezuzah. He wanted to know. Rav Yosi was noig. He wanted to know, was he was distressed that he never saw whether Rav Eloi had one or not. So he wanted to see how it was done. Is it a chance for him to see Halacha L'maisa, how the Chachamim conducted themselves regarding mezuzah on a hatchway. And therefore he was upset that he didn't get to see it. Because Me'ilah, it's not a typical doorway. It's not something you see every day. It's only the hatchway provides access between floors. But since people go in and out of there, it's considered Mechuyev mezuzah. So the question is, do you need mezuzah or not? So the question is, the yes or no would be a question of the Dr. Rabban. I mean, the Lach would be that you should, Lachara, they would require one, but he wanted to see that come actually do one, actually, that the Mechuyev actually one, and therefore he was mistaken that they didn't actually see whether Rabbi Eloi had one or not. The question, what about Kesha Tfilin Mezuzah? The Mezuzah Mekadim, you have only enough money for either Tfilin Mezuzah, which one should you buy? What's the Tama? What's my Kalekas? Tama Shmuel, Shechin, and Negus, Bum, Tobin Shabbos. Mezuzah is. 365 days a year. Yom Tov Shabbosos, and the Kliyav and Mezuzos every day of the year. So if a tefillin is not, that's why it's kadam. Tamid Raham, Kuna. Tefillin, you can go. You go traveling. It's not. You don't take it with you. You're traveling for months at a time. Tefillin go with you. You put on tefillin every day. Mezuzah stays at home. Therefore, it's a mitzvah of tefillin of mezuzah. Therefore, he holds a mezuzah. Goes before. You only have money for one. Mezuzah comes before tefillin. So Gemara says that the. I'll bring a raya to this halacha that each of the mezuzah takes precedence. Tefillin that went out of some mezuzah, you can make mezuzah from the tefillin that went out. That they're more kedusha than tefillin. You can go and make it. Ma'ala mekodesh mezuzah that went out. And you can't make tefillin. Ain't no some of the tefillin because lama shema mekodesh lamirita. If you see that tefillin is more mezuzah is more kasha. Mezuzah is more kasha. So, tefillin is more chashuv because you make tefillin, you can make mezuzah out of it, you can't make mezuzah out of a tefillin. So, maybe you see that malam makos lo merita. So, therefore, you see the chavur. That's why the chavur Shmuel is right. The brisa that therefore you have a choice of buying one. You buy mezuzah over tefillin because it's more chashuv, and therefore the chavur would be the same thing. You should take precedence over that. Shmuel said, if it's a raya that you take more precedence over that. So, Gemara says, malam makos lo merita, if you don't do it. Says the Kabbalah Eidish, Mam, another Kedusha is Tefillin, Chamura, but Kedusha is Mezuzah. You see, it's the Kedusha is more Chamur, and therefore, Shmuel, the Mezuzah, that's what she is, Shmuel, Shmuel, Mezuzah's Kodamus, that would be the Talmud of him. So, right from the Mishnah, the Shmuel's Halakha, the Shmuel's Halakha, Naked Rav, the Mezuzah, Kedusha, Yeshayra, Kedusha is a Mezuzah. Hadron Allah, Mesekh is Megillah, Hadron Allah, Mesekh is Megillah.